I'm also hearing things about me being insensitive. Now, I don't exactly get it. I think the point is made intentionally, and the issue is far-fetched. Why do I say that? The president himself has publicly, you know, said, and it's in the public domain, that if there is an offer and the money is good, he will give her up. So if my sister Ebony comes to me and then says that, bro, if we the same act, I need to satisfy an exit clause and a termination clause in a contract. So please help me settle $100,000 to him, and then I can be free, and I think that I can afford that $100,000, and so agree, you know, to pay that $100,000 to Rock Prime Records even before we open negotiations. What is my crime? You see, but what people are refusing to appreciate and recognize is that, but for this unfortunate occurrence, my brother Bullet and Rough Time Records would have been a proud beneficiary of $100,000 or more this week, you know, suggesting that he has sacrificed for the girl, a safety fee, to suggest that we want a snap and then a loop with her. Nobody was going to do anything in the blind side of Bullet, my brother. And nobody can sign any artist in Ghana without his artist manager. So what is the point about, you know, we want to reap where we haven't sowed, we want to do this work. I mean, I think they ignorantly, you know, expressed, I mean, those sentiments. I am not beyond criticism. I am not beyond criticism. So in that vein, I recognize and accept all the criticisms in good faith, whether good or bad. Even Jesus Christ, people spat on his feet.
Mr. Pia Mensah said the tweet was also a call for affirmative action on the welfare of females in the creative industry.
And then a tweet went ahead to say, I hope you are free now and find absolute peace in the bosom of the Almighty God. Now, I went ahead, you know, to do a deduction or a lesson, to draw attention to a lesson, right? That let's pay critical attention to our female artists. Hashtag rest in peace, Ebony. Why do we have to pay critical attention to our female artists? It's a simple. I'm just calling for an affirmative action week for our female artists in the industry. Because even scripture says that the female gender is a weaker vessel. And so that we cannot watch them aloof and then get them to be competing with a man on this rough and rugged, you know, creative art terrain. There has to be an advantage. We need to give them some advantage of some sort. Look at our female artists. Okay, today Ebony has departed us sadly, and everybody's talking about her, which is like, you know, the wonder of the town. Everybody's happy. Everybody wished her well. In essence, is that what it was when she was here with us? Let's look at other female artists that we have. I don't want to mention names. What is their plight now? What are we doing for them now that they are alive? Are we going to wait for them to, God forbid, you know, ask their demise, and then we come playing their music on radio, and then we start making, sharing pictures and then saying all wonderful things about them, when in essence, now that they have life, we have the opportunity to impact their life positively. But we meet and then we all map a road. We would all map out a plan and do something in probably Ebony's hometown, being it a school, being it a borehole, being it something that we can name after her. You know, just so it would be like a monument that people, the up-and-coming generation, could travel there to go see, you know, and then her memory would keep forever.
You heard the CEO of Xylophone Media, Nana Pia Mensah.